Welcome to Shomar Shavah and the Daf Share sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Ayin B'Yakov Shalom, Lea B'Sitzchuk. We're holding in the Dorim Daf Samech Zayin, starting the Perek Asiri, Nairo HaMoroso, that a Nairo HaMoroso, a girl who is engaged, her father and her Orus, and the husband who is right now in the stage of Erusin, they both are made for the Nedarim. And the Gemara throughout Daf Samech Zayin brings the proof and the source that the father and the husband are needed to do the hafara, and one cannot do it without the other. Al pi Kabbalah, what a father and a husband represent have to do with our avodah. And we'll bring two methods, the way the Sifrei Chassidus explain it, in a way that we can understand and connect to our avodah Hashem. The Balei Tanya and the Sefer Likutei Torah on Parshas Matos says the following idea. We know that Knesset Yisrael, Am Yisrael, are mushal, they're nimshal to a woman, to a isha, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're marich of this a lot in Meseches Ksuvos. So says the Balei Tanya, that in this world, we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'arastich li lo'ilo. In this world, Am Yisrael, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are a arusa. They're not nesua, not married yet. That they will be l'osid lovoy, when we come to Olam Haba, then we'll be completely married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. But now we only beget their arusa. Says the Balei Tanya, what does it mean? What it means is for us that in Torah, Torah has depth and oimik that is endless. In this world, we're not completely connected to the full oimik of Torah. All we have is the more external part of Torah. When we get to Asid Lavoi, when we come to the time of Mashiach and further, then we will be able to connect to a much deeper connection of Torah, which really means a much deeper connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why in this world we consider to be a Rusa. We have only on the surface of relationship. We don't have the deep connection. In the Asid Lavoi, it's going to be a Nesuah. That's going to be the full connection to Torah. Says the Balei Tanya, when we say father, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're referring to the concept of tefillah. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our father, Avinu, Malkeinu. We daven to Hashem. Tefillah belongs to the Pchinas Av. Torah refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a husband. As he just said, the Torah is the nesuim between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The question is, how deep is that connection of Torah? How much we have that relationship of a husband and wife depends on how much Torah we have. In this world, when we get there, Arusa, the way we have a connection and a shaykhis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through tefillah and Torah. Except from Shirin Bar Yochai, except a few individuals, a person cannot go through this world with Torah only. Torah, we don't have such a deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah because we don't have the depth of Torah. So we need also tefillah. And that's what it means, that's the remez, that Nairo Morosa, meaning Am Yisrael today in Golos, Aviyahu Bailo Mefirim Nidareo, to elevate ourselves over the hurdles of this world, which represents within Darim, we need Aviyahu Bailo, we need Esek HaTfilo and Esek HaToiro, because in this world, we're Arusa. But La'asid Lavoi, then Am Yisrael is going to be Pchinas Nesua, and with the Pchinas Nesua, so then you have Torah only, as Rav Shir Bar Yochai has in this world. So the Asid Lavoi is going to be only Bailo Mefer Nedareo. I mean, the relationship will be a relationship of the suing coming through the Torah, and there will be no tefillah anymore because there will be such a deep relationship through Torah. Hamama Shabir Niflo of the Balei Tanya on the concept of Avio Bailo Mefer Nedareo. The Shem Yishmuel goes with a little different mahalach. He says the following. A person who's completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means he's subjecting himself to Hashem like a woman who's married to her husband and does Rotzon Bailo. So he, the husband, is made for an Adareo, meaning he takes away all his tzoros, all his problems. But most people that are not completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're more like Isha Arusa. They have a husband, they have a relationship to Hashem, but it's not a full Bitul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how will they get out of the tzaras? How will they have a forest of daughter? They need to rely on the father. What's the father? The father is when a daughter is born, the first few years, the beginning of her life, she's under the auspices of the father. He takes care of her. He takes away her nadar. Every Shabbos, we restart the world as if we're reborn on Shabbos. So a person who is not completely connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu will be his Gedusha. That will be Shabbos Kodesh. That their person is reborn. That's the Pechina of Av. That's the Pechina of Father. A person who is not fully connected has a Vila or Bailo, meaning he has the personal Avodas Hashem that he has on a daily basis as an engaged woman who's not completely subject to the husband. Plus he has Shabbos, who's Pechinas Av, Pechinas Initiation. These two things will take out the Tzaris and the hurdles of Nidar. There's another Mahalach to understand the Nayim Urosso of Yehu Bailo Mefirim Nidarel. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shav email list to Hotzegu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.